Greetings, I'm Chuck Foster. Join me at 2 p.m. Sundays for Reggae Central, playing ska, rock steady, roots, dub, and dancehall. New releases, old favorites, and delightful obscurities right here on KPFK 90.7 FM in L.A.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you're listening to Fiercely Independent KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org. Radio powered by the people.
The following upcoming live program is a rally here in Los Angeles featuring Senator Bernie Sanders here on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
I'll show you a young land with yet so many reasons why. That there but for fortune go you and I, you and I. Thank you. No heaven. It's easy, you try. No hell below us, and above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today, living today. Ooh, oh, imagine there's no countries. Isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to imagine. Imagine all the people sharing all the world, sharing all the world. Oh, 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 you may say we are dreamers. Ah, but we're not the only ones. I hope someday they'll join us. The world will be one. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to imagine. Imagine all the people sharing all the world, sharing all the world. Ooh, oh, you may say we are dreamers. Ah, but we're not the only ones. I hope someday they'll join us, and the world will be young. Imagine no possessions. Ha! I wonder if I can. No need for greed or hunger. family of man. Imagine, imagine all the people living life in peace, living life in peace. Oh, you may say we are dreamers, but we're not the only ones. I hope someday they'll join us, and the world will live as one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now I'm proud to introduce the first woman of color, the first person of color to ever be the president of the California Labor Association, Lorena Gonzalez.
And I am proud to be the president of the California Federation of Labor Unions, representing 2.3 million workers in California. I gotta tell you, I'll start by telling you, I brought two of my five kids up here today with me, because what we're doing here is not just about us, it's about the next generation that deserves more than what we're giving them right now. So I gotta tell you, there's a question, a rhetorical question that we often ask in organized labor, right? It's a question. Which side are you on? This question was lyrics to a song in 1931 in Harlan County, Kentucky, written by Florence, whose husband was a United Mine Workers organizer, who was being harassed by the corporate goons and the government. And she asked, which side are you on? And I think, as appropriate as that was for Kentucky in 1931, that's a question that we should be asking every elected official, every candidate for office, everyone in our family, our friends, ourselves, everyone you see in America in 2025, which side are you on? And it's easy. Are you on the side of hard-working individuals, all of us, who have to scrape it together to make ends meet, to have a house over our head, to make sure we're feeding our kids? Or are you on the side of greedy corporations that continue to make profits at the expense of our labor? Which side are you on? I'm with the workers. Are you on the side of the combat veteran who went and fought for our rights and came home to the promise of a good federal job? Or are you on the side of a bone-spurred chicken hawk commander-in-chief who, without notice or reason, laid those workers off? Hell no! Are you on the side of retirees and hardworking Americans because of the economic chaos over the last few weeks, saw their pension and retirement security get gutted? Or are you on the side of the 1% and corrupt politicians who got richer out of the market manipulation that we saw last week. It should be easy. What side are you on? I'm on the side of the workers. I'm on the side of the baristas and the warehouse workers and the gig workers and the academic workers and the nurses and every worker that is organizing for a union. Not on the side of corporations like SpaceX and Starbucks and Amazon, who are in court right now trying to take away our inalienable right to form a union and collectively bargain. Fuck no, I'm with the workers. And this is serious. As a daughter of an immigrant, I have to ask you, are you on the side of a young sheet metal apprentice, a graduate student, a farm worker, children who've been ripped apart from their families and deported to another country without notice? Or are you on the side of some boot-licking deporters who imprisoned them without due process? Hell no! I'm with the workers. So, as much as Harlan County in 1931 seemed like a long time and a long way away, it's not that different from America in 2025. And so when you're asked, what side are you on? We have a simple answer in organized labor as well. When they come for us, when they investigate us, when they threaten us and harass us, we say, I'm not afraid. I'm sticking with the union. Fuck yeah. All right, so I could not leave without my favorite chant. This is gonna take a lot of fighting, all of us together, collectively fighting what is happening in Washington now. Because when we fight, when we fight, when we fight, let's go fucking fight. It's now my pleasure to ask you to welcome up the multi-platinum Grammy Award nominated artist, producer, and songwriter. Give it up for Maggie Rogers.
What's going on, Los Angeles? Welcome to Bernicella.
One more song, I'll sing a song and make it a song for peace. Though we all may carry on, may we do so decently. The hands are shaking, palms are sweating, thinking about the state of the world. When we're riding all together, it's a different kind of world. One more song, I'll sing a song and know that it's for you. That new friend I ever met with a different point of view. My knees are aching, back is breaking, thinking about the state of the world. When we're riding all together, I'm a different kind of girl. Da, 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 da. Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Thought I was gonna break. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Whoa, I couldn't stop it. Got to figure it out. Crying in the bathroom, but the noise got too loud with everyone around me saying you should be so happy now. Oh, but if you keep reaching out, then I'll keep coming, babe. But if you're gone for good, then I'm okay with that. If you leave the light on, I'll leave the light on. Well, yeah, I'm fine, but there's just no other way. And I'm still dancing at the end of the day. Oh, if you leave the light on, I'll leave the light on. Do you believe me now that I always had the best intentions, babe? Always wanted to stay. And can you feel me now? I'm vulnerable in all so many ways. Oh, and I'll never change. Oh, I couldn't stop it. Had to figure it out. But everything kept moving. And the noise got too loud with everyone around me saying, you should be so happy now. You keep reaching out, and I'll keep coming back. But if you're gone for good, then I'm over.
There is nowhere else in the world I would rather be right now than right here. Days like today remind me that the people will always have the power. And I'm so inspired to stand with you today for a future that includes everybody. This is a song called Alaska. Off and lonely.
so it seems. And now breathe deep, I'm inhaling. You and I, this air in between, leave me be, I'm exhaling. You and I, this air in between.
Join me in welcoming my dear friend, Joan Baez, back to the stage.
From sea to shine. Tennessee. Well, it ain't no use sitting wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Well, it ain't no use sitting wonder why, it don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Well, there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. Light I've never known. There ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm
on the dark side of the road.
Wishing there was something
over way
do.
Down the road. I once loved a boy, he was a child, I'm told. I'll give him my heart, but he wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's alright.
Greg Least, thank you very much.
Calling out my name, babe, like you never done before. It ain't no use in calling out my name,
babe.
I can't see you anymore.
I wish there was something you could do or say.
Try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's alright.
Well, I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe.
Where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, babe.
So I'll just say
fairly well. I ain't saying treating me unkind.
You could have done better,
but I don't mind. You just kind of wasting my precious time. But don't think twice, it's alright. Don't think twice, it's alright.
Woohoo! Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you with a much more meaningful goal, although I loved it, than we had at Woodstock. Thank you.
Talking about the revolution. It's finally the day. She's a fearless leader, a tireless advocate for working families, and a voice for those too often left out and left behind. As president of SEIU, one of the most powerful unions in the country, she's fighting every day to build a future rooted in justice, dignity, and respect for all. Please welcome April Verrett.
Hello, Los Angeles! I said hello, Los Angeles! Damn, it feels good to be home. I am indeed April Verrett, and I am the extremely proud and humble president of SEIU, representing 2 million workers who keep this country running, in our hospitals, in our schools, in our airports, and in our city halls, like that one right across the street. I want you all to take a second. Take a look around you, because this is what power looks like. This right here, this is what the oligarchs fear the most. They fear us. They feel people coming together across every line they have drawn to divide us. I want to thank Senator Sanders and Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, fighters they are not new to this. They are fighters who have been calling out the billionaire class. Thank you to all of the elected officials and leaders standing on this stage today and all across the country for choosing people over profits. And most of all, thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you. You are the reason we are going to win. The great Ida B. Wells once said, "The way to right wrongs is to turn the light of truth upon them." So I'm gonna let this little light of mine shine. Can we do that? Because when billionaires can buy elections while workers can't pay the rent, that's corruption. When corporations make record profits while communities go hungry, that is exploitation. When the Supreme Court strips away union rights while handing power to the wealthy, that is tyranny. Corruption in our politics, exploitation of our labor, and tyranny in our courts. Y'all, these are not separate issues. They are symptoms of diseases. And those diseases, corporate greed, racism, and white supremacy. And today, these diseases have metastasized into cancer, into a cancer that is infecting our democracy. And we know what that cancer is. It is oligarchy. And we're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to whitewash it. We're not going to tiptoe around it. We are going to confront it, and we're going to take it head on. So let's talk about what that confrontation looks like. What's happening right here in the beautiful state of California. Just this week, Uber and Lyft drivers rallied in our state capitol up in Sacramento. Yeah. They are demanding their right to unionize under Assembly Bill 1340. These workers have been denied their rights and their dignity for far too long, for more than a decade. They have been kept powerless under the lie of independent contracting. You all remember Prop 22 from a few years ago? You remember that? The tech giants spent $200 million to lock in exploitation. They trying to call it innovation, but we know what it is. We know what it is for too many workers. It's meant instability, and it has not meant freedom.
So drivers like Indira, where's Indira? Drivers like Indira are fighting back. And Indira and over 40,000 of her coworkers, drivers across California, have already signed up, ready to join SEIU California Gig Workers Union. Because they know the truth. They know the truth that this ish, I'm gonna try not to cuss. They know that this ish, it ain't new. It's just the same old exploitation. You all, a few weeks ago, I returned from Selma, Alabama, where I spent time on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Sacred ground in our fight for justice. It was the 60th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. And standing on that bridge, it was really clear to me, we are still fighting the same fight. The same forces that met those civil rights marchers on that bridge with batons, they're now in boardrooms. And instead of batons, they are yielding algorithms. And they are signing executive orders. Different tactics, but the same old oppression. And in Alabama, in Montgomery, at the legacy sites, I saw the through line, y'all. The through line from the transatlantic slave trade through mass incarceration to the shit show that is happening right now in our country. And that through line is the same. It is dividing us by race to control us by class. I'm gonna say it again. They are dividing us by race to control us by class. So no, hell no. We cannot talk about economic justice without talking about racial justice. The powerful have always used race and class together because they need both to maintain their control. And if the rules are rigged to keep us divided and down, then what do we have to do, y'all? We only got one job. It is to change the damn rules. Because here's the thing. When three Americans hold more wealth than half the country, three of them, just three Americans hold wealth than more than half the country, it's time to change the damn rules. When Amazon pays zero in federal taxes while warehouse workers skip meals, it's time. And changing the damn rules is about single parents who don't have to work three jobs to survive. Changing the damn rules so no one has to choose between medicine and food. Changing the damn rules, so hear me, so no one has to live in the shadows. Changing the damn rules so that our democracy responds to the people and not the wealthy few. So anybody here want to roll with me? Anybody here want to get grimy with me? Anybody here want to change the damn rules with me? So here is what we're going to do. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to organize. One conversation at a time. One workplace at a time. One community at a time. Building solidarity where we've been told we have nothing in common. And they're giving me the whoop whoop, so I'm going to make this quick. The second thing we got to do is we got to mobilize. Y'all, we got to show up. We got to keep showing up like you're doing here today. We got to vote. And we got to not just protest. We have to disrupt. We must do what we have to do because our lives depend on it. The third thing we got to do, and this is an important one, we must exercise our power. Exercise our power. Because though they try to act like we don't have it, we know that we do. we got to own the fact that we do have power. And when we use it collectively with one another, transformation happens. It happens in our workplaces. It happens in our community. It happens in our economy. And it damn sure happens in our democracy. Because when we organize, when we mobilize, when we exercise our power, the people united will never, ever be defeated. So I know what the cynics say. This fight is too big. The system is too strong. They said to the Flint factory workers in the 30s that they couldn't do it. They changed the rules. They said it to sanitation workers in Memphis in the 60s, and they did it. They changed the damn rules. They told it to farm workers in Delano, and you changed the damn rules. We are going to change the damn rules. From the coal mines of West Virginia to the streets of Los Angeles, when we fight, we will win together. The oligarchs want us divided. They want us to give up. But standing here today, I know this. We are stronger than their greed. We are more powerful than their corruption and more enduring than their tyranny. Let's rise up, Los Angeles. Let's lock arms, Los Angeles. Let's change the damn rules. Let us get free and let's go get it together. I love you.
Take America back! 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 Take America back!
There's a rainbow of colors in the old USA. No one's gonna whitewash our colors away. Now I know some might tell you that there's not room for all, and they should just go back to the places they fall, where the dreams.
This I can tell you, we the people are strong. A rainbow of color in the old USA. No one's gonna whitewash our colors away.
Thank you. to the people.
Take America back.
Take America back.
Take America back.
Thank you, folks. Thanks for being here. And thanks for being somewhere next weekend and the weekend after that until we get this straight. Just keep coming back, people. Right now we got OAC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
If you want to go out dancing, we
For joining us today. I want to thank each and every one of you for making the effort to be here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And quickly, I'd love to also thank some of our excellent members of Congress who have joined us here today. We've got Judy Chu, Nanette Barragan, Gil Cisneros, Jimmy Gomez, Sydney Comlager Dove, Luz Rivas. Of course, you also heard from Pramila Jayapal and Ro Khanna earlier today. Thank you all so much. My name is Alexandria, and some of you may know me as AOC.